Gold Centre Victoria. It is the Wake Up Call with Daniel in from Robbo this morning, Friday the 20th of November, 20 past 6. Good morning to you. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, fine and sunny around the region today. Expect the tops of 30 for Bendigo, Maryborough 28, Castlemaine also 28 and Ballarat 23. Well, Bendigo Toyota are having an event this morning and this afternoon in relation to Bendigo Food Share. Bendigo Food Share having their big food drive. So I thought I'd get Gabe Richards from Bendigo Toyota and also an ambassador for Bendigo Food Share to join us this morning because, you know, I just wanted to wake her up at 20 past 6. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
Firstly, have you had your Wheaties this morning? Because it's going to be a big day.
Not yet. No, not yet. But I certainly will. I think I'll need them.
Now, tell us about the event that's happening at Bendigo Toyota through this morning and this afternoon.
So from 7:30 this morning, we'll be hosting a drive-through donation drop-off. So directly out the front of the dealership, so in the front yard, like at the front doors, we'll have a tent set up. There'll be flags and everything. So a drive-through lane will be set up where you can just drive through, open the boot, and we'll collect out any donations that you have for Bendigo Food Share.
And obviously some of the items that Bendigo Food Share are seeking are non-perishable food. Anything else?
Any personal hygiene items or, like you said, the non-perishable food staples are really handy. So things like rice, pasta, long-life milk, cereal, any tinned food, soups are really, really handy. Personal hygiene items or even pet food is incredibly handy as well. So anything like that people have either at home that they can donate or can pop into the supermarket and grab.
Yep.
And bring out to Bendigo Toyota, that would be fantastic.
Now, of course, Bendigo Food Share have been doing an amazing job through this COVID-19 pandemic because a lot of people have been asking for help. It's been a massive increase on numbers asking for assistance.
Yeah, it has been. I think last year it was close to like 1 in 9 people throughout our region relied on food emergency services. Food emergency relief services, week. But unfortunately, like you said, during the pandemic, they have seen an increase. So I think it's been an increase by about 40%. So there is a real need for it, and especially in the lead up to Christmas when, you know, kids are at home because it's school holidays and, there's more people in the house that you need to feed. So, yeah, certainly there's that need for it.
All right, just give us the times and the locations again, Gabe.
Yep, so from 7:30 this morning at Bendigo Toyota, the drive-through donation drop-off will be set up. Like we said, bag up some items, some non-perishables, yep. Some pet food or some personal hygiene items and just drive through on the way to work or on the way home from picking up the kids from school or on the way home from work. We'll be there collecting all day.
And, of course, we caught up yesterday afternoon. But just very quickly, if people can't get there today, this is another question we asked yesterday. If people can't get there because they've got to go to work or they've got school commitments or anything like that, you do have a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, we do. We've set up a GoFundMe page where you can just donate either $5, $10, $50. We've had some incredible donations already. So all you have to do is Google GoFundMe, fill it for Food Share. Or you can head to our Bendigo Toyota Facebook page and all the links are there. And we'll use whatever money is donated to go shopping and spend it all on groceries and non-perishable and personal hygiene items. We'll do the shopping for you if you can't make it.
Sounds great. Gabe, thank you very much for waking up nice and early this morning. Get those Wheaties into you because it will be a big day and all the best with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help.